We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Frank O'Tafa.
Now, about this film you're making for
us. Oh, you
please. You'll please,
eh?
I'm not surprised. I am
rather
good in it.
Well, I'm rather natural for the part of Grant Faviton. That passionate romantic stuff is right up my alley.
Yeah, well, actually...
We did it out of the love scene this morning. Me and the Italian piece. It molded. Poor Cassie's in hospital now.
Well, what's wrong with her?
Teeth marks all over her shoulder.
Yeah, I've seen the Russians.
You've got a valuable property in me, Mr. Trout. Someone in the class is ready to take over Gable's crown.
To see Hancock the snag.
I look rather sensational, too. I'm giving the camera me profile as much as I can. Together with a sexy curl of the top lip I've developed. It's Valentino, yet unmistakably Anglo-Saxon. And this film is seen by the women's prison.
We're dropping you from the film, Hancock. You're too fat.
There'll be riots in every cinema. What do you mean, fat?
Now, look, let's face it, Hancock. It's a cinema show production. We don't expect our star to blot out the whole screen. I'm sorry, Hancock, but it ruins the whole effect. Our romantic leads must be rugged and muscular. Our audience is expected. You just don't look right. They roar with laughter when you make your entrance waddling through the jungle after a hippopotamus.
But I
even I had a job making out who was chasing who. No, Hancock, I'm sorry. We can't risk ruining the whole picture.
But my contract, this is my big chance.
Sorry, Hancock, we just made a mistake. Go away. Lose 2 or 3 stone, then come back, and we'll reconsider the whole thing.
And that is your final word?
I'm afraid so. We'll have to get someone else.
This
Bill Kerr. Now, he's a slim, good-looking lad. Do you know him, Hancock?
No, I've never heard of him.
Now get in contact with him.
No. He's got no hair. He's bald. He's ugly. He drinks. Very unreliable. It's all
well. I think I'll give a screen.
Very unreliable.
No, I'll give him a screen test.
You'll never find him. He's in Australia. Out in the bush. 10 days by kangaroo.
He's got a good physique.
He's crippled with plague. Old body twisted up. He looks like an old man.
We want maturity.
He's too young for that. Baby face. Just a big baby face. Ha ha. I'm better than him. I'll pull his stomach in. Hold the breath. You can always switch over to the girl when I breathe out.
No, it won't do, Hancock. We must lose all that surplus flesh first. Now, run along, that's a good chap. Now, let's see now. Bill Kerr.
Well, you know, the audacity suggests I was too fat for the part. More potatoes.
I don't know what he's talking about, I'm not fat. You get a bit stingy with the dumplings, don't you? Too much flesh, he said. Come on, more of that. Whack it on. I'm still seeing the head of the plate. That leaned back with his sound. No, but he's trying to be hurt. He said I was fat. So I walked out on my own accord. I'll have the lemon meringue pie now. So that was that. I'm not in the film now. Nobody's doing spotted in my life. Me, fat. I'll have a box of camembert and a loaf of bread next. Honestly, I can't understand it. Why anybody think I'm overweight? What do I do to get fat? Ah, lovely that was. Best breakfast I've had this week. Funny thing, on there, I'm not fat, am I?
Well, Terry, this puts me in an awkward position. I don't want to hurt your feelings because I know you're very sensitive about your weight, and I'd be the last person to tell me you're enormous.
So it's true. And I had a barney with the laundry because I thought my clothes were shrinking. Just a walking down the lard.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
You better not, I'll clutch one. Fat and gross. Mind you, I'm big bone. No, fair play. I mean,
you're fat.
Again, I got fat again. It's a chemical reaction. I can't help it.
You eat too much.
Ah, well, of course, that's ridiculous. I mean, I suppose I'm not really overweight for a man of my size. 5'6", 15½ stone. You've got to be big to carry that.
You'll have to go on a diet.
It won't do any good. Some are born fat. Some acquire fatness. Others have fatness thrust upon them. I can't go on a diet. That's asking too much. I'd give up anything rather than go on a diet.
Oh, wonderful news. I've been asked to play Grand Spare Fisherman, the new jungle picture. They said the other boat was too fat, and I'm just right. So I got the part. I'm going to be a star. All those wonderful love scenes with Lolo.
Quiet, William. I'm ordering my dinner. One lettuce leaf, a grated carrot, 3 lightly boiled peas, and a nut.
And they were very impressed. Said I was a natural for the part. They didn't tell me the name of the guy whose place I took. Some fat old slob built like a hippopotamus.
Harry, are you all right?
It's all right. Bit of raw turnip went down the wrong way.
The only snag is they said I'm just a little bit too thin for the part. I've got to build myself up a bit. Get weaving on the old fool. Get something good and solid inside me.
How about a nice place to men?
This other guy has gone away to lose about 3 stone. I've got to fatten up. Then they'll finally decide between us. A cinch for me. No one could lose that much weight in a couple of weeks. Can I have some more steak and kidney pudding, Andre?
Another lettuce leaf, please.
That's right. Pile of potatoes on.
Better cut that nut in half. We're mucking a man.
The size of that juicy steak. Look at all that butter oozing on top of it. And dried onions. And all those beautiful crisp chips. Where's that fresh bread? Ah, delicious. And fruit for me to follow. And yes, I know. It's fresh whipped cream and chocolate sauce. And shaved apple. And donuts to finish up with. And lovely cream cheese. And French bread. And 2 pints of ale to wash it down.
Here's
yours, Teddy. Oh, scrumptious stuffed carrots. This is a life. You've really surpassed yourself this last couple of days, Andre.
The turkey's all right, Bill.
The greatest.
And the roast potatoes and the sprouts.
Sensational. What's the bowl?
Well, you've got a choice. Plum pudding, or sweet pudding and treacle, jelly and blancmange, or bacon tart and custard.
Oh, that's a lot of.
Pig,
what and greedy pig. Why don't you sit there and torture me? Give us a bit of the turkey. I finished mine 2 hours ago. You can't sit here all day sipping half a glass of strained cabbage water. I'm going up to my room.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can I get you anything? Toothbrush, cough mixture, aspirin, shampoo, toilet soap.
No, thanks. We just want to weigh ourselves. We're on a scale.
Ah, this way, gentlemen. Shall we take the thin one first?
No, take him first, I'll wait.
Right. On the scale, sir.
Right.
Ten stone 3.
10 stone 3? It can't be, no.
10 stone 3.
But I was 10 stone 9. Top up lost 6 pounds, I'm thinner.
Well, skinny. Serves you right for stuffing yourself. You'll never get that part now. Jungle Jim. Get behind an elephant's trunk, they'll never see you.
Does sir wish to be weighed as well?
That's what sir come in for.
I was 15½ stone before I went on to be very rigorous diet.
Very rigorous. Try 13-10, that should be about right.
Very inevitable. happen.
Come on, stand up. Starve myself for a fortnight and gain a stone and a quarter.
You'll have to cut down on your cabbage water.
Certainly, nothing like it.
How?
I use heavy water.
Oh,
Yes, of course. We can get one on our way home. I know the little place.
Oh, no.
No?
No. You have to have a special try for Turkish bath to work in conjunction with my girls. And there's only one place in London that does it. Very expensive, of course.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Who runs it?
Abdul Ben James.
No relation, of course.
No. Coincidence. What is the address?
Have fun. Ta-da.
Goodbye.
Nurse? Yeah?
Bring the car around and get my fares out.
That must be the attendant. The fellow in the fez and the curly slippers. Salaam, my good man. Your bows have been recommended to us by Mr. Gaylord James.
Oh, yes, we've been expecting you.
Why, give me these, please. Here you are,
sir.
Wait a minute, I recognize Edward. He's gone. That was quick. Did you see which way he went? There he is, tearing down the road with a copper after him.
Oh, you can see what's happened, can't you? He wants his autograph.
He thinks he's Tommy Cooper.
Hello.
Come on, let's go in.
Just a minute, sir. Four of the clean cashes, please.
Now, there must be some mistake. We just paid 5 guineas each to the man on the door.
Did he have a red fez and dark glasses on?
That's it.
I wonder who he is. Comes out here every day, he does. Makes more out of his place than we do. Straight through to the men's steam room, sir.
Well, if this is a Turkish bar, I don't think much of it. Most unfriendly. What do you mean? I'd no sooner got in here. Some big fellow in a vest and white trousers grabbed hold of me, threw me on the table and started thumping me. Never seen the man before.
What did you do?
I hit him back. Well, peaceful man, but I'm not having that. I mean, that's carrying a joke too far. I mean, just a joke and all that. Lay it into me, something's rotten wrong. Of course, he had the advantage of surprise. Had his shirt halfway over me at the time. Laying on my back, I couldn't defend myself. It was lucky I did have my shoes on. A few crafty digs of me Italian points soon sent him on his way. He wants to come in again, Harry.
You idiot. He was a master word.
I don't care what country he comes from. I'm not being knocked about on these continentals.
It's all the steam that gets me. I can't see where I'm going. I've wandered into the ladies' steam room 3 times.
But that's on the other side of the jersey.
I know it took me hours to find it.
Can't you behave yourself for 1 minute? Any more of this, I'll get the attendant to lock you in one of those boxes with your head poking through.
Well, anyway, do you think all this steam's doing you any good? Have you lost any weight?
What? Lost pound. Rolling off me. I bet it's just a safety pit in my cell 3 times already.
Well, I'm sure it's not doing me any good. How can you gain weight in a Turkish bath? I'm going into the cold room. You coming?
No, I'm standing here, sweat it up. I'll lay down on that slab there and read me Agatha Christie. Let's see now. How was I up to? Where's my bus ticket? Oh, yes, chapter 2. Murder in the steam room. Off. The steam swirled round the inert figure on the marble slab. As he lay unsuspecting, reading his murder mystery. He was the only person in the room. All was deserted. I wish I'd brought me naughty adventures now. Suddenly, the door leading to the steam room slowly creaked open. A blast of cold air swept over him. I'd say it's a bit Norton Gold in here. And as the steam seemed to gather closer about him, he heard a voice from somewhere above him. A strange, eerie voice that said,
"You know it."
Dear, oh dear. The one quicker matter than what...
don't be like that. I'm the attendant, I am. I just got to take some stuff out in the singing boxes. Doctor, me Christmas singing. Oh, you see, there's no room at home. Well, I've only got a bed sitter.
What do you do there?
I sit on the bed. Till half past nine.
Till half past nine?
Hmm. That's then what happened. Oh, I said, get and pull the sheet over me.
That's a good idea.
Then at half past six, I get up, and then...
Yes, you've got me riveted here. Go on.
Then I sit on the bed till it's time to come to work.
Life is just one mad round of licentious pleasure for you, isn't it?
Yes. Want a bit of pudding?
Not now.
Oh, well, yeah, it's done. I've got 16 there all told, and... Ooh.
What?
Someone sat on this one.
Oh, dear. You don't mind, I'm trying to read my book.
Well, what are you reading?
What? I'm just reading an Agatha Christie.
Oh.
Now, take your Christmas pudding and go and sit on the bed. Go and sit on the bed. I've been waiting all day to read this. And I've
read that one.
Son?
I've read that one.
Good, I'm still trying to.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very silly.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying every page of it. And I want to finish it in peace. So if you'd close the door as you go out, I'd be very much relieved,
Sergeant Diddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that's 7 and 6 down the drain. I was only on page 3.
Are you sure you won't have a bit of pudding?
No, I won't have a bit of pudding. I'm trying to lose weight, that's why I'm here.
Trying to lose weight? Oh, well, you're going to the right place. Oh, before I started working here, I used to go 23 stones. And of course, walking in and out of the steam room all the time, I've lost 15 stones. Well, I reckon in 5 years' time, I won't be here at all.
I'll come back then, shall I? You are a coward, aren't you? Drop a comic, you are.
You should take it out.
Yeah. I mean, don't make me laugh at
you. I don't get much to laugh at these days.
Oh, really?
No.
No way.
I mean, I'm very lonely. Mm-hmm. You know, the other attendants, my mates, you know, my really close friends.
Yes.
They ain't the sight of me. Ooh. They're trying to get rid of me, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
I know. Well, I don't mind. I just go through life in my own little way, boiling my Christmas pudding.
Sitting on the bed?
Yes. Exactly. Now, come on. Let's help get some of that weight off you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to pummel you.
Oh, no, you're not.
No, come on. Stop messing about. Roll over and let's have a go at your stomach. That's where it's got to come off.
Stop it, get off! Leave me out, please, come on! Stop it, get off! Stop it!
You kicked out at me, didn't you?
Yes.
When I got all wet, didn't I?
Yes.
You've gone too far this time. I'm annoyed now.
Oh, no, no.
No. Don't make me laugh. But I'm angry. I'm going to put you in the sweat box.
No,
that's the thing. Yes, I'll go on. Get
no,
here,
no.
Go on.
No.
There.
Now, come on, stop messing about. Let me out.
No, you're going to stop me there as a punishment. I'm going to turn the steam up and let you boil. I'll come back and I'll let you out in 14 hours' time.
Why 14 hours?
I just put another pudding in there with you. And don't you sit on it. Stay down. Tony, where are you? All the steam, I can't see a thing. Tony. Oh, well, he must have gone home. I'll see him later.
Where could Tony have got to, Bill? It's a week now since he went to the since he went to the Turkish bath?
I don't know where he is. I haven't seen a sign of him. Ah, here's the bath. I'll ask the attendant if he's seen him. Hey, pal.
Jay?
Have you seen a fat little guy in the baths reading an Agatha Christie?
No, I'm sorry. I've seen it since last week when you went into the steam room and let him out of the sweatbox.
I didn't let him out of the sweatbox. I didn't even see him.
Oh, dear.
What?
He's still in there.
Still in there? For a week? Oh, this is terrible, you know. My pudding's in there with him. It'll be in there. Quick, come on. Let's get down there.
Good morning, Mr. Strauss. I've come to get back my part in the film.
Who are you?
I'm Tony Hancock, remember? The one you said was too fat. I've lost the weight, like you told me. I've starved myself for days. Spend a week in the sweat box. But I've done it. I've done it. I'm 8 stone 3. Can I have the part back?
Oh, what a pity. I had another look at the rushes, and you were so funny in them. We decided to reshoot it and make it a little comedy. We want a fat man.
Mr. Strauss, the agony I've been through.
I'm sorry, Hancock. You're no good with my badge. You're just a bag of bones. We're giving the part to Bill Kerr.
But he's thinner than me. He lost weight as well.
Oh, no, no. No, he's just the man we want.
Morning, Strauss. Hiya, Tom. Skin
cells. You're fat. You're enormous. You pig. How did you do it?
It was those pills James he gave me.